It's changed everything because people can know about your concerts, they can stay in touch, and also through Facebook, we've had volunteers come to all our shows and help us sell CDs.
The world has changed a lot since 1995 when Kim Ritchie released her debut, but you could say that Kim's taken those changes very much in stride. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Kim Ritchie's sound is often hard to pin down. Country, rock, folk, pop. And Kim's not just a wanderer when it comes to her style. Along with her native Ohio, she spent time in Nashville, Colorado, South America, and lots of other places. And she now spends most of her time in the UK. But Kim knows enough to hold on to a good thing when she sees it. And that's why she decided to record her new album, Wreck Your Wheels, with the same bunch of musicians who had toured with her behind her last record, 2007's Chinese Boxes. Kim Ritchie collaborates with a lot of other artists in the writing room, too. Wreck Your Wheels features songs she wrote with former Jayhawk Mark Olson, among others. And when Kim Ritchie talked with FUV's Claudia Marshall in Studio A, she told Claudia about that process.
I've always written with other people on all the records because I really, really enjoy the collaboration on writing the songs as well, like I do in the studio, too. I started doing kind of the willy-nilly co-writing thing just when I was first starting out, but I don't do that so much anymore. Like, I write with people who are friends of mine or friends of friends or that I really respect their music and say, could we get together and work on a song, you know, sometime like that. But when I was first starting out, it was definitely a blind date situation. And sometimes, you know, if it goes wrong, oh my word, time stands still.
Awkward.
In the worst possible way.
Yeah. And how do you extricate yourself from that room?
You just have to hang in there until it's over.
On a midnight survey of a town, no place special, just around the snow fell down like feathers from the sky. Oh, and all the good people were in their beds with the reading lamps on overhead and the curtains drawn against the night. Oh, quiet now, softly now, careful how you go.
What's the best part and the worst part for you of being in the biz?
The best part is the music and the people that I meet, like the other musicians and you know, playing music with them and traveling. That's definitely the best part. The worst part? I don't know. I mean, it's just right now for me, it's strange because everything's so kind of up in the air. You know, there used to be you do this and then you put the record out and then you do this. There was kind of a model and all of that's out the window. So
the formula's gone.
Yeah. So that's difficult in a way and it's also exciting in a way. So I'm trying to focus on the exciting part and not, you know, sit in a corner and go, what am I supposed to be doing? I don't understand. So that's where it's hard. Yeah.
You could count the words I said this morning. All the steady graces of your hands. Looking out the window got you thinking. Thinking about the places that you stand. Hoping that somebody asks a question that you know the answer to. You could count the words I said this morning. The words I said to you. Didn't mean to wreck your wheels. No, you don't like it when I drag my heels.
That's Kim Ritchie, live with the title track from her new album, Wreck Your Wheels, and Careful How You Go. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.